As the coast continues to wash away and people move north to higher ground, traditions are being lost. Gumbo recipes, traditional basket weaving, French songs, and stories. Now the state is trying to do something to preserve them. For our final segment of Sinking Louisiana, WWNO's Tegan Wendland talks with Maida Owens, director of the Louisiana Folklife Program.
You've worked in Louisiana as a cultural anthropologist for many years. What first got you interested in Louisiana folkways, and what are folkways anyway?
Okay. Well, quite honestly, my entire life. I grew up here. I grew up right here in this neighborhood in Baton Rouge. And I was just always enthralled with Louisiana. Folkways, we actually tend to use the term folklife, and that refers to all those living traditions that are passed on informally within a group. And the group can be anything. It can be neighborhoods, families, churches, communities, occupations, whatever.
What are some examples of those traditions?
Well, the most common one is gumbo. You know, gumbo is probably one of those traditions that's a good example that's not going anywhere, it's not endangered. And as a public program, we prioritize those things that that public money should be spent on. So we're much more likely to look at wooden boats or palmetto weaving.
So talk a little bit more about that term, endangered. How are some of these coastal traditions under threat?
A tradition that is endangered is one that isn't quite functioning the same, and there's some kind of change within the culture. A good example would be corn shuck weaving. You know, it used to be that that was needed on a farm, the same with split oak baskets. Now they're made, if they're made at all, for more nostalgic reasons.
So they've become more symbolic than functional in some ways.
Exactly.
But how are they under threat? What are some of the factors that are causing these traditions to morph, change, or disappear?
Well, part of it is modernization. You know, in the digital age, certain types of things just don't have the same function within the community. The other is population shifts. That when people move, you know, some things get left behind. And one of the things that frequently is left behind is something that relies on natural materials.
And of course, the subtext here is that people are naturally migrating away from the coast with every big storm and, you know, due to the threats of sea level rise and coastal erosion. And they might be ending up in places like Houma or Baton Rouge, and maybe they're not necessarily able to sustain those traditions. So What can we do? How are you working to preserve these traditions?
Well, we've started what we call the Bayou Culture Collaborative, and that's looking at helping the coastal communities pass on traditions. The first step is to even realize that, you know, you need to think about this. So this spring we had a series of workshops to teach people how to document their own traditions, whether that's family, community, or wherever. But then also I'm reaching out to communities that want to, say, pass on palmetto weaving or the medicine, the folk medicine and the herbal medicine that is in a lot of the coastal communities. I'm not only concerned about the traditions that are specifically based on plants that, you know, and the changing of the ecosystems that might happen with communities, because it may be that doll making is important to a community. And so even though that is not 100% directly related to the environment, it is, because it's the cultural environment of the community.
Thank you so much, Maida Owens, director of the Louisiana Folklife Program.
Glad to be here.